This call may be recorded for quality assurance and record keeping purposes.
Wait while I transfer your call.
Oh, Fennell?
Hi, Noel. This is Amy calling from Cardiff. How are you?
Hey, what's going on? I'm waiting on Yawitz. I'm assuming that's the one that I know Cardiff's been keeping me busy today, which is good.
Yeah, I definitely have a lot of things going on our side. And, I was just trying to reach out on a couple of deals that are declined, but I've sent some things in to see if they can get reopened. Do you have a second to look at some of those with
yes,
me?
Yes. Kind of okay. Good timing. I'm waiting on Yawitz, so I should hopefully have that executive pricing shortly. I was just actually following up on that. Let me just clear off this one. I know we had given, I think, over 12 to 18 months. So do you know if he's looking, I guess about the shortest for 6 months or like 6 and 9 just wants his options and kind of take it from there kind of thing?
Yeah, I don't have any feel on, what the customer is leaning towards, but I'm sure the rep wouldn't have asked unless, the customer asked first.
Of course.
Gave me 12 to 18, and then, normally we can get, 6, 7, and 9, too, in, the normal on-deck pricing. So I just went back to see if I could get some of those numbers for that one.
I've a pretty good idea of what it would be, but I don't want to speak out of turn. I'd rather be safe than sorry.
Okay.
I should have it within half hour or less.
All right.
I just followed up on it.
Cool, no problem.
Which other ones do we want to talk about?
So one of the deals was actually declined yesterday. It's called TPC Ventures.
Oh yes. Okay. Sorry. There's been a couple of ones that I know were a little crazy. So let me pull this one up.
So this one, I think we're, ultimately trying to refi the business loan that the customer has with MCC.
Yep.
And customer can definitely pay down the balance a little bit more so that we can make it happen. But Jade's email to me says that they're only going to qualify for $75,000. I was just wondering what that reason was, or if I could understand why the approval would be capped at 75.
So I think what happened was, I started kind of going through kind of a couple checks here.
Mm-hmm.
So this didn't make it to underwriting because I think the MCA, so it's 170, right, was the balance?
No, it's not. It's actually it's just under 120 now. I want to say it's between 110 and 120, yeah.
Do you happen to you don't happen to have the payoff letters on those, do you?
I don't right now, but it's something that I can probably get from the customer. Ruben's actually working with them, and he asked me to give you a call directly because we could probably talk it out a little bit easier over the phone.
Absolutely, yeah. It's been a bunch of multi-location deals and this and that. It's been a lot of good stuff coming. So let me pull it up. So basically, whenever we have somebody that gets the client for MCA before it even gets to underwriting, that's usually just because the balance is weight because it was reported to us as $170,000. Generally speaking, what I would say is even if you have a balance that's higher than $125,000, I would always put a less amount in the submission. Reason being that they'll kind of flatly decline it up front if it's over 125, since that's the max we can pay off. And then what our escalations team would ask for is then it's like, okay, well, we need proof that it's below 125 to have a chance. And then it kind of creates more steps. But what I would say is just put anything, put it below, one. If let's say the balance 150, put in 115 or 120.
Sure.
Kind of thing.
Okay.
We can always take the approval away if there's an issue. Let me see what.
This customer also has a line of credit with Cabbage, and I know that you guys do view Cabbage as a competitive balance, right? Or is it kind of case
correct.
By case?
It is going to, in early years it was not, but because of default rate issues between both of our lenders, because we were basically stacking on each other, we reached an agreement that we would pay each other off, in short. So we would need to pay off Cabbage. Is that included in that 120 or so, or is that?
No. So, the Cabbage balance is $40,000 with the line of credit. The customer was hoping to keep that, but if you're saying that it absolutely has to be paid off, then we can definitely get their MCC balance at least paid down enough so that, you know, the approval situation would work to pay off both. But their MCC balance, I don't know why it was entered as 170, but it's actually in like the 110 range right now.
I think what happened was when you let me just pull up the file. I think maybe because you had bear with me. Correct. I'm just getting some feedback. Actually, finance just pinged me back for Yawitz. If we do 5 points because the shorter terms have less, you know, kind of spread, you know, as far as revenue, you know, paying 5 points on it's a little tough. So I'm going to see if they can give me options both on 5 points and 3 points. So let me just give options.
Okay,
on
cool.
5 points and 3 points. Okay, so okay, so 3 points is 2 below platinum. Okay, that makes sense.
Just kind of checking over those numbers.
Yep. All right. So I just I just had to go a little back and forth. So basically, I'll reply to your email. Let me just get Yawitz out the way.
Sure.
So I had to ping them back, and then it's like, all right, can you just give me options on both 5 points and 3 points? It's just, yeah, it makes sense. Like if we're gonna cut like 4 or 5 points, you know, on a buy rate to then pay 5, you know, I think you guys would make more money than we would.
Okay.
Significantly more money. All right. Here is what we can do with executive pricing. I'm just going to base so that way you can forward out to room 2. With the shorter terms, I can't cut as much and still pay 5 points. So let me just do this real quick and then we can circle back to the other ones. Since there is less.
I was doing it fine before. Now
options for both 5 points.
PDF app V2. Right.
And 3 points.
That was it.
6 months. 7 months.
Portable box. Portable.
It's PDF. And now
it's done.
Yeah. Are you happy
with it? Bear with me for a minute.
Yeah, no problem.
Right, 116 max cell.
Is it all set?
112 by 7 max cell.
Look at Kevin, I tell him to do it.
No problem. Just past your guys' like lunch hour, right? Did you get to go to lunch?
Sending this over to you right now.
All right, thanks.
Actually, yeah.
Actually, Stephen, you actually made me move there. And then Ruben, just because he'll be full time, then you'll be cut.
Wow.
Sorry, bro.
Wow.
Sorry, bro.
Nice return.
Sorry, he needs to be able to reach over and grab Ruben if he needs to.
Let me know when you're ready, Amy.
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready. So, TPC Ventures.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ruben and I will rest before it.
Yeah, there we go.
Actually, I forgot. Kira's getting rid of Brian, so we'll have plenty of
time. You guys really have your ear to the ground.
Okay, so I'm looking just at your email right now for executive pricing. Can't cut as much and still pay 5 points, less revenue. I got assumption.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hey. Hey.
Oh, no.
Hey, Noel.
Sorry, the phone's a little choppy. Can't really hear.
Can you hear me now, or?
Can I give you a call back?
Yeah, sure. All right, I'll give you a call back.
Okay,
thank
you. Give me 1 second.